other collectives 2 seats should they win all 4 seats. American Indian Airwaves is a small group, going back to Dave's point before. We're going to deny them a seat because they have very few people in their group. I don't know the size of the other group. The point is, which is why my first resolution was out there, the rules changed in the middle of the process, and I can show you the email that we got as members of collectives.
The body will be in order. I think we should give the speaker our attention.
I'm 5 feet away from her. I'm having a hard time hearing her. Can you please keep it down?
Okay. We were asked when the election opened to submit one name per collective. That's what we all did. We initially had a report that showed one member from what I'll call CRC1, Sheldon Ruiz. And there were a list of names from CRC2, and it said they have to decide which one they are going to pick. All the other collectives had one name in. The ballot came out with 2 names from one CRC group, 3 names from another CRC group. I have no idea. I have protested the process. I wanted to make it clear. This was not about the results. However, if the results are skewed, the point of the collectives was to make sure there was representation from different communities. The collectives represent different communities. If we have 4 people, then one community makes absolutely no sense. That's why I introduced this motion.
All right. We actually have gone over time slightly on this agenda item. So I would entertain a motion to extend for 8 minutes. It's been moved. Seconded. Is there any objection to an extension of 8 minutes? Okay, we'll extend for 8 minutes. Now, the only card I see here is Israel and then Jim.
And Eva.
And Eva.
Yeah, we're in sort of a muddle here, which began a year ago with a muddle.
Yep.
About the IPC from the very beginning. We want to have it function somehow someday, hopefully. But I just want to raise a couple of questions which need to be raised again, have in the past. One is, what is the relationship now and to be of the LSV to the IPC in terms of either passing such or any kind of a motion at all about it, or appointing people to it, or whatever? Just the whole issue of our relationship, our jurisdiction. And secondly, although this isn't exactly germane, I think it's still important, the matter of the period of tenure of people on the IPC. To my knowledge, it's unlimited, which is ridiculous and outrageous. But these are related questions, namely, what is our role and our relationship to the IPC? That's the fundamental question behind all of these things. And what is, and then the matter of the functioning and relationship of the bodies, which is another big ball of wax, and the period of tenure. I just want to raise these because it isn't exactly in this motion, but it's relevant to it. Keep this in mind.
Jim, Eva, and then Ed.
Yep. Okay. Sherna, have the votes already been cast for this election?
They've been cast, and I don't want to contest it till we start all over. I'm trying to move the thing forward with a solution in advance should the situation arise.
Okay.
They're going to be counted on Monday.
All right, so that answers my question. So in other words, this resolution applies to the votes that have been cast?
Yes.
All right.
Eva.
Microphone is not my friend today. Shana, you are correct. The rules did change in the middle. I'll tell you why. Initially, we put out one nomination per collective because that's what you had put forward. It was then disputed by people, members that were on the previous program council, that there was never such a ruling. And at that point, I felt like it was not my responsibility to create different rules or change the rules, so we went with what was initially decided by the old program council, and that was unlimited nominations for collectives. So I don't think, you know, we can all go back and forth. I think we have to, like you said, create rules and guidelines for upcoming elections. I want to say again, the critical issue here, because the only way we're going to get the program council functioning is if we have a gender balance on that council. And that's the issue I urge all of you to address here, because that's the challenge we face. And Shana's motion speaks to that.
Yes, and also James will be speaking to that. Okay, now let's go to Ed, and then I have a proposal for us to move forward.
I want to remind the body of a little history. When we voted, to legitimate the IPC anyway, which was in Venice at that meeting, we voted for it on the basis of one thing. I mean, I did. On the basis of it lasting only through this year until the next election, so that there was implied election. I had questions, and I have questions, about the lab, which had already been defunct, even of having the right to appoint a board that now existed when the LSB had not done so. But people voted for it on the basis of it only lasting through this year. I had no idea that it was unlimited until Israel just said that. If that is true, it is absolutely counter to what the understanding on which we voted is legitimacy. Therefore, it would either throw it out or keep it to the way that we accepted it, which was that there would be regular elections, much as there are for the LSB.
Very well. Now, I'm going to propose...
Other than that, I'm totally in favor of it.
Yeah, I just want to propose that we try to move to a vote on Sherna's motion, because we have James to deal with. And if we can't move to a vote, we take one more for, one pro, one con, and go to a vote.
I'll call.
What are we voting on?
Okay, the question is called for. Is there a second?
Sherna's motion.
It's been moved and seconded, the call for the question. This does not vote on the merits of the motion, but only to close debate. Those in favor of calling the question, raise your red cards.
Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed?
1.
Okay, the question has been called for. We move directly to a vote.
Can you reread it?
Yes, I will read it. Motion on results of IPC election. Whereas the ground rules for the election of 4 representatives of collectives to the IPC changed in the middle of the election process, and whereas 2 of the collectives nominated more than 1 individual to represent their collective, and whereas the collectives vary in size and therefore have an unequal number of votes, be it resolved, moved, that if the results of the current election of the 4 collective representatives to the IPC are skewed, and any one collective has more than skewed.
You got it right.
Sure,
I knew it is correct.
I know, I think it's true. I feel screwed. I mean, skewed. And any one collective has more than 1 member elected, that STV be used to replace the additional members or member, and that the remaining 2 seats be given for the next highest vote getters from the 2 other collectives. Debate is closed. We go directly to a vote. Those in favor of the collect motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, we're voting on the collect motion here around the IPC. Okay, let's vote again, because does everyone down here understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're voting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'll see. I'll wait.
Those in favor of the Gluck motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed?
We'll have a hot IPC.
1, 2, 3.
The motion.
Take the abstentions.
Abstentions, I'm sorry.
Abstentions, 1, 2, 3.
The motion passes. We're going to go directly now to the Jane Halloran motion, which, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. The chair is noting your concern, but we're going ahead. There's a... Yes. Oh, wait a moment. You mean on listener comment prior to... Oh, this is right. We do have a board rule on listener comment prior. You know what? I'm not going to make that an invalid vote. However, we will hear listener comment on it. But we should wait
no,
on
you
the
have
Jane
to
Halloran. We can discuss the Jane Halloran motion.
Yes.
But we are supposed to have, it's hard to remember that everything we do needs to stop. But out of respect of listener sponsors, I actually support that.
Chair.
Okay.
May I make a point on order?
Okay. Go ahead, David.
I just want to say, if after listener comment, someone in the majority has changed their mind, it's in order for them to call to reconsider, and it would require a shift in vote to get the numbers required to reverse the outcome anyway.
That is true. Now, Jane, we want to put your motion on the floor. We'll wait for listener comment. As I understand it, you have moved over the issue of gender on the IPC, that two women of this LSB be nominated to replace two members that were placed there by the local advisory board. In effect, those are Julie Chavez Rodriguez and Earl Grant. Is there anything else to your motion?
That's it.
Is there a second?
Sure, no. It seconded it.
It has been seconded. We're open to discussion. Now, let's see if we can have people who have not spoken as much have priority now. Is there anyone who has not spoken too much who wants to speak?
I have a point of information.
Okay, let's take that now.
Jane, is there a real gender imbalance right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. That's enough.
Yeah.
Point of order, we're at time.
Okay. Oh, are we at time?
We're well over.
We're probably over time. Okay, so the chair would entertain a motion to extend this agenda item 5 minutes.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, this takes a two-thirds, remember that. All in favor of extending the time on this agenda, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
What?
Opposed?
1, 2, 3.
Abstentions?
1, 2.
Okay, and Bill, are you keeping time? Okay. I think I said 5 minutes. Let's try to get through this quickly. The stack is here. Jim,
Marie,
and Israel.
Right.
Okay. Does I have a question and I have a comment. On the IPC, is it mandated that it follows the Berkeley model?
No.
No?
No.
It is not. Okay, then my comment doesn't apply.
That's
what I meant.
There is a 50%
gender balance requirement. Okay, then can I ask this of somebody who knows, are we going to meet the gender requirement even if this resolution passes?
No.
We're not. So, next... If that happens, are we going to start kicking off listener-nominated people
no.
to get more women on the on the IPC?
I cannot say if I'm allowed to. I cannot say if I'm allowed
right.
to.
That's my question. I'd like an answer from somebody who knows.
Okay, let's see if the people on the stack know, and then we'll find someone else. It's Marie, Israel, and Grace. Marie, did you want to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to... I can pass the rest of my time to Eva. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
The old program council, part of that resolution was if there's not enough gender balance, that the men will be bumped for the women that's next in row that was nominated and elected. Does that make sense?
All right. Well,
yeah.
Will they be... Who gets bumped? The people who just got elected or the people who are already on the council?
It was supposed to be, and Raphael can help me, it was supposed to be on both sides, that not one side takes the hit, but
okay.
that it comes from both sides.
All right.
Israel, Grace, and Jane.
Yeah, I guess my earlier general comments on this issue are more germane now than ever. Namely, if this body has is going to exercise some input, some intervention in this matter, at the very least we ought to have some say-so as to the period of time. At the very minimum, and see, I'm still raising the question, what is our relationship and our jurisdiction? But for the moment, on this particular issue, I would be against simply doing it without any sense of how long this is to be. And I want to raise this issue before I or anybody else makes any amendments. I think it's really quite important. I'll vote against it as it is now, yeah. If for no other reason than that.
It's Grace, then Jane, then Eva.
Although I would be in favor of this motion, I'm wondering, is it illegal being that a person is not allowed to run or win both the program council and on the LSB?
Isn't there an objection to somebody being both on the LSB and on the program council?
They can run, but they can't hold the office, both offices.
I can clarify that just briefly. The IPC was not created by this body, but was created by the old local advisory board. And that motion included membership from the LAB on the IPC. So Jane's motion is really dealing with the old lab members. Now they would be LSB members. And as long as I am speaking, Israel, at a later date, this body needs to talk about length of terms and tenure. That's a separate issue, but I am very sympathetic to your concerns. All right. Are you finished, Grace? Let's be a...
Yes.
Are you finished? All right, good. I mean, not good, but thank you. Jane.
Yeah, actually, Grace, that's what I wanted to... One of the two things I wanted to address. The reason for this is the whole spirit of the three members, which were Julie, Earl, and Tom, were to represent this body. But they were from the lab, so they were representing a defunct body. The second reason is to endeavor to keep as much of the IPC that was elected and reconfirmed in Venice in place and not bumped off for gender balance, but to find gender balance in other areas.
Thank you. And Eva.
Microphone is not...
We have about 1 minute on this agenda item, so we need to maybe...
I'll take 30 seconds. I think you answered it partly, Don, that the relationship has to be defined as later on. But just to clarify, the program council was formed by management and the LSB previously. And so we had LSB representatives on the program council, which meant that the body was represented and part of the program council. And I think that's what Jane is trying to do, is to have LSB members onto the program council representing this body.
Thank you. And finally, Bill.
No, I'm just saying we have 1 minute left.
Oh, have 1 minute. One quick follow-up.
Namely, I think it's only fair that anybody who either is bumped or asked to resign, that should be in writing both ways. So no one should be told that they're not on or assume they're not on unless in writing they say, I don't want to be on or I can't.
Yes, and just for clarity.
That's an elementary courtesy.
Okay, just for clarity, Earl Grant clearly is not a functioning member and does not want to be.
Yes.
And Julie Chavez Rodriguez has made it clear she does not want
yes.
to be.
Right.
So it's not like these two people are being bumped by right. this motion. All right. Seeing no... Oh, wait. Grace?
I call the question.
Question is called for.
There's no need.
There's no need if there's no further discussion. Seeing no further discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Does anyone need the motion re-read?
No.
Don't. Okay. Those in favor of Jane Halloran's motion, raise your red cards.
Don, didn't you just say that you weren't going to have any more votes?
Public comment. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. This is always throws me because I want to get things done. You guys need to speak. Now, we have done the IPC. Now... Before Eva leaves, town hall meeting would be next on the agenda. Town hall meeting. It's agenda item 9 on your agenda, mandated by the bylaws, creating an ad hoc committee. Town hall meeting. We opened agenda item 9, which has been moved up to 5. town hall meeting. Pardon me? Well, you know, we're supposed to have public comment pretty much next, but we want to do this before Eva leaves. But let's remember that we have a Halloran motion that we have to vote on.
We have two motions.
We have two motions. Point of order, Don.
Yeah, we have others to vote on as well.
Point of order, didn't we agree to have a discussion about the engagement
of the director? What?
This is true. Here's the point. The director, Donna, you're staying until the end of the meeting, right?
How long will that be?
7:30. We're already dinner. And Eva has to leave, she said, at 12:30. So we're trying to accommodate Eva at this point because the TMP directors are going to stay until the end of the meeting. Am I making sense to you? She asked to be here for it.
I have a recommendation in terms of dates that's going to conflict.
Okay, we're going to open the agenda item. Town hall meeting is number 9 on your agendas. This agenda item is open. The chair recognizes Eva Georgiou.
I have just a recommendation on this. I think that there was a motion on it, a proposal on it. Our fund drive is in October. So if you schedule the town hall meeting in the third week of October, the station won't be able to promote it. That was the important thing. And then we have a fundraiser November 5th. So for me, it was just the issue of not conflicting with dates so that we can adequately promote the town hall meeting. My recommendation would be for the second week in November for the town hall meeting.
Okay. Thank you. That's the GM's recommendation. The chair will recognize others for discussion. We're mandated by the bylaws to have town hall meetings for listener sponsors. Ed?
Are we speaking to the...
No,
we're not speaking on this.
I have two within the list.
You know, exactly the suggestion. In terms of where it should be, but more importantly, in terms of who will coordinate it, I think that we should consider that very carefully and not decide it today. I guess I'm speaking to the specific recommendations of the other thing. I don't know that, you know, you can, I mean, talk about an important thing. You need somebody that knows how to produce things, that's totally reliable, in touch with all parts of the community, and so on and so forth. And I don't want to vote for something that I have questions about. And that's what, and by naming specific individuals, including one person I never heard of. All right, I think we should accept Eva's recommendation as a target date, and we should talk about, yes, and we should talk about who will coordinate it, whether it's a committee or one individual or whoever, at our next meeting.
You should make a formal motion to
I make it a formal motion.
Okay, well, just so we have clarity about what your motion is.
Then I had to go straight.
You know, you remember how beautifully the retreat was done. We appointed an ad hoc retreat committee, and they coordinated the retreat.
Right.
Are you making a motion that we appoint an ad hoc committee? What is your motion?
Motion
on the floor, isn't there?
He's making it now. Did you make a motion? But I think
Jim. Wait a moment.
You have to orally say it, don't you?
Oh, excuse me.
You never asked me to read it.
Okay, one moment. I'm sorry, Jim. You have a written motion here.
Yeah, I submitted it a week ago.
Yeah, that's right. And because it was not. I think it's my mistake, or because it was not, you were not recognized, you did not make the motion. I think I made an error there. So what we'll do, we'll go to Jim, and then Ed can make a substitute motion or react to that. But out of courtesy to Jim, let's have that motion, which you published and had here, let's introduce that motion, and then we'll react to that. The chair recognizes it.
Okay. Since Article 7, 3H mandates that the LSB conduct 2 town hall meetings a year for the benefit of the listeners, and since this LSB has not held any yet, now I'm going to have to change this. Eva, you said they would both have to be in November?
No, I think clarity, if you look at the year, I think that the year, the calendar would be March to March because the board was seated in March.
This board
right,
was
March
seated
or February, whenever. So the year for the LSB would I would think, would fall within that in that year instead of the calendar year, so you would still have time to do two town hall meetings.
Okay.
Enough
so,
time.
So you would suggest doing one in November and one in December?
Well, my suggestion was only for November because of the because of the fund drive and how busy we're going to be with on-air promotions about the elections and elections programming. So my recommendation is November. I don't have another one for the second.
Okay. And when were we seated? In January? Okay. All right. So look, I'll just change it to have 2 town hall meetings by the end of January. Okay.
That's fine.
All right. And
all right. One of these should be, the venue should be in East Los Angeles, and Lawrence Reyes should be the listener coordinator with a task force from the board, in parentheses, along with other listeners. The other should be in South Los Angeles, and Manuel X. Fernando will be the listener coordinator with the board, along with other listeners. The board listener task force should consist of between 3 and 5 board members, and the task force can then decide on how many additional members they will need, including listeners and possibly programmers and staff members. The LSB will request, at a minimum, that the PD be at one of these and the GM be at the other. We also request that the meetings be advertised on the air frequently and that a person from the task force who is not running for the LSB be interviewed on air for each meeting in order to get as many listeners as possible to the site. So that's the motion. And I thought I passed it out to everybody.
Yeah. All right, I have a copy of my stuff. It's at the very top of the town hall meeting resolution. So I don't know if others can find it in their paperwork.
I didn't get one.
Is there a second?
Wait. I did not get a copy of it.
I did not either.
Let's see.
Thank you.
You want to take one? Now, on top of this, it says town hall meeting resolution. Can the chair just ask a clarifying question while people are reading? These are not targeted town halls to any specific community or constituency.
No.
These are town hall meetings that can be advertised as open for all listener sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay, people are reading this just to make sure they understand the motion. Okay. Is this
what are the top? What's the topic of the town hall?
Town hall meetings. They're mandated by the bylaws.
No, I know.
Yeah, they're actually open. So listener sponsors can direct questions to management, LSB, programmers, hopefully.
So there's no agenda. It's just
there's no set agenda at all. It's designed to open up the communication.
I think the idea was to get comments about the station's programming. Even though it's not, that
okay.
Was very close.
All right. This motion was seconded, I believe. Was there a second? Okay, I see no second for this motion.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. We're now open for discussion on Jim's motion. Ed.
No, Israel first.
Oh, excuse me. Israel. Ed.
Yeah, following up your under the breath muttered comments, that's my topic. Namely, what is the topic and purpose of the town hall? That should be the primary concern. So I may not be against this in the final, but initially, I don't think we should talk about the location or who's going to facilitate. That should come after we decide the nature, the scope, the purview. Something. And there's no, to my knowledge, unless I'm wrong, there's no reason why it can't be completely open to anything or it could be focused. There's a range of possibilities. Town hall by itself doesn't tell you what's going to, what it is. But otherwise, my first concern is that's the first thing we need to kick around here before we go into the specifics that he has here.
Okay, just for clarity, not
to me.
Determined by listeners, because they ask a lot of questions and it depends what their interest is as to what gets dealt with. Okay, Ed Pearl has the floor.
Is this thing working?
Okay, Ed has the floor.
I'd like to speak. I want to speak against the motion and offer a substitute. I think it's unwise to pick everything about this thing and name coordinators. As was pointed out, the ad hoc committee for the retreat did an incredible job. It provided I'll start again. I'm against this because it's much too specific and it has not come from any kind of colloquy by the board. I suggest that we use the model that we used for the retreat, that we appoint a group from, or whatever, however we do it on the board, we discuss it, we accept the time target that Eva said, and that we gather a group, a smaller group, to discuss the ramifications, the parameters, the so on and so forth of the, excuse me, Mr. Chair, the same member is attempting to bully the nature of the conversation by making a motion after everything I said or distract or whatever. It's a comment and it's inexcusable. Is that it? Okay. That's an example, one example of why I think it's a mistake to rush pell-mell into this. I think that we can at the next meeting have a committee formed that will present us with something that we all agree on. And I think that if we don't, it's not going to be an easy road to this thing, and it's not going to be a happy conclusion. And there is enough time to do that, and especially that now we've delayed it for a month, and that's the proper way, not just one member coming up and coming in. And particularly, I don't even know the other person, but I do know one. So that's my proposal, that we table this for that, not table the motion, that we defeat it, that in place of that, that we come up with a formula in the same spirit that we did the last one, and that we come up with a plan and have it likely in the same communities, but nonetheless that it'd be a more collective process.
Okay, just for clarity, your substitute motion is to create an ad hoc town hall committee out of the board, which would then relate to Mr. Sponsor.
Yes, and I want to say that this issue was discussed at the outreach committee, and all four of the board members on the outreach committee were very enthusiastic about being part of that.
Okay, is there a second for the substitute? Motion.
I'll second it.
The second. So we have a substitute motion to the main motion. Now, let's be discussing the substitute motion, because it will be dealt with first, the Stack, Chain, and then Harris.
Okay. While I find that Lawrence and Manny are terrific and I'd like to see them in active in anything that we do in this community and station, I think that this is over the top. We need two town meetings. The point of town meetings is to get feedback from listeners around and in all the different communities that are voiceless and voiced. The point is to get two town hall meetings, get them before the first of 2005, and the board, along with any listener who would like to be a part of an ad hoc group that I must admit, I think it's got the right idea here to have an ad hoc group. And that's the way we go. This is too much. It's too specific. Yeah, we should have it in East LA. We should have it. Let's see what we can get before we start ordering, before we start to get even more militaristic than we already are.
Harris.
I want to speak generally about democracy and how we can have some.
We're all very nice.
I want to point out that the attendance at our meetings is declining, not only from the listener sponsors, but from the board itself. And I think the clear reason for that is that we are changing the dates of our meetings, and we are not giving anybody an opportunity to prepare. When we were in Long Beach, activists came before us and said, if you had given us sufficient warning, we could have promoted this event, and there would have been a lot of people there. I think that we need to recognize that we have been negligent, and we have not prepared for this town hall meeting that we must do something about in the near future. We need to get this process underway as soon as possible. We need to make sure that we fulfill the promise of the democracy that we have put in place. That doesn't mean that people who are elected should be able to decide everything on the basis of what they want. What it means is that we need to involve people. We need to make sure that people come to these meetings. I want to point out that our on-air announcements of these meetings have not encouraged people to attend. We needed to tell... We needed to tell people that they were not only was it possible for them to attend, but give them some reason for attending this meeting. We could have pointed out that candidates that are going to run might benefit by attending, and I note that several are here, and that's wonderful. But there are a lot of people who intend to run for the board who didn't realize that it would be important to come. I also would like us to think about having some events after our meetings. If we said, and there are a number of talented people associated with KPFK who would like to have an opportunity to showcase their talent after our meetings.
Thank you. A time check on this agenda item. Let's see.
Who's keeping time? Who's keeping time?
You know what? Let's bring this to a close. I know when you want.
It came in.
How long, Terry?
The item's been discussed for 19 minutes.
Has been discussed for 18?
19 minutes.
Leslie.
Briefly, I can support Ed's amendment or Ed's substitute motion, particularly if he adds that the planning committee may involve listeners who attend the first meeting or notify the committee of their intention to be on the committee.
Of course.
Yes, that's...
Of course.
Involving listener sponsors is absolutely virtually...
If they can be voting members of this committee under those terms, I have no problem with it.
Any other discussion?
Grace,
Israel, Jim, and then we're going to try to go to a vote.
I'd like to speak in support of Jim's motion, even though I think it's somewhat flawed. It's extremely specific. The two town hall meetings are pretty close together. However, This proposal would allow us to have two town hall meetings this year, which I think is a big positive. I am also in favor of an ad hoc committee being formed to start planning town hall meetings for next year, which I feel should attempt to have a lot greater geographical diversity to them. But because I don't think that an ad hoc committee would be able to get it together to have two town hall meetings in 2004, I would be strongly in favor of Jim's motion. As long as you assure me, Jim, that the two people you've are willing to do the work.
Yeah, I talked to them.
Okay.
Israel.
Yeah, I want to say I associate myself with Harrison's fine comments about the need for adequate notice of our meetings to get people out. And also, there needs to be some motivation for people to even come, which means, is there something at the meeting or the event which is of interest to people? If you merely say there's a meeting, after a while, some people get a little tired of the same old thing. And the same thing applies really even stronger to a town hall. If this is merely a case of venting, pardon the expression, not a derogatory term, of venting of the same things we hear from essentially the same people over and over again, it'll be not productive to anybody, including those very people. So it's important that we have a clear indication of what the nature of the town hall is. That isn't to say to circumscribe it in any undemocratic way, but people know what they're getting into, and it lives up to those expectations, and then is well noticed, so that people are motivated to come, other than for the same thing but the same people. That's crucial, I would say.
And finally, Jim.
All right. If you read the section, it says to conduct town hall style meetings at least twice a year, devoted to hearing listener views, needs, and concerns. That's why I designed this the way I did. Okay, I'm a little bit sick and tired of this board talking about we all the time. Okay, I mean, I'd like to talk about them once in a while. Okay, the other point I'd like to discuss is, how long did it take the retreat to get organized from when it was first discussed to when it came off? It was a period of several months, which we don't have in this case. And this isn't for 24 people. This is supposed to be for hundreds of people. Okay, and the specific reason that I put in those two areas is very simple. I was not very happy with the results of the LSB election. Okay? I don't think this is a very ethnically diverse LSB. So that's why I wanted it to be in those two areas. All right?
Thank you, Jim. Very quickly, our timekeepers
are both gone, so I
asked
Lauren to
hear
start keeping time.
Oh, very good. Yeah, okay. Lauren, too nice. No, that was all. Just nice. So, we cannot go to a vote on this before we have listener comments. But keep in mind that we have a substitute motion, then we have the main motion. Now, that will end that agenda item, but does not, of course, eliminate the fact that we have a vote that must come up. We have gone a long period of time without listener comment. It is actually in the agenda at agenda item 8. But we are now, we covered some of that material in there. My suggestion is that we do the PNB and then go, well, no, PNB, no, an elevator, because that's very short, and then go to listener comment possibly for 30 minutes. Yes.
I think that it's listed somewhere that we have to take a break. We have not taken a break. We've been here sitting here for 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I want a break.
Okay. Why don't we see if we have consensus?
No, it's not consensus. I think that we have mandated that we take a break every certain amount of time.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that clears it up. I may have missed that meeting. Okay, then should we take a break? The Mercado Aroma has beautiful restaurants and also just great salon juices. Give me a time right now. Time is right now.
Nothing.
It's one.
We can use it and add.
We will reconvene at 1:10. 1:10. 115. Okay, so let me ask this. Is there any objection on the board now?
Oh, yeah.
He says until 115. Seeing none, you're in recess until 115.